Warning, the following presentation is for mature audiences only. It is not intended for children, the oversensitive, or self-righteous gas bags with sticks up their butts.
This project is extremely dangerous.
It's because I blew it out of the goddamn airlock.
You're listening to the Guardians of the Geekery podcast, featuring Matt Starnslord, Carol the Cat, the Giddy Geeker, and Tiffany the Technician.
People assume that time is a strict progression of cause to effect, but actually, from a non-linear, non-subjective viewpoint, it's more like a big ball of wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey stuff.
And now, damn right they shot first, the hosts of Guardians of the Geekery.
Now we're live.
Yes.
Are we live?
Yeah.
We're going?
Yeah.
Oh my god, Guardians of the Geekery, it's episode 194!
Is that a pretty good Starnslord impersonation?
Yeah. Almost as totally good as when you impersonate me when I'm not here. Alright, so it's episode 194. Starnslord is not with us today. He had to be away for a family matter, but we do have Jennifer here from the Murder Mystery Company, and you guys are located here in Charlotte. Tell us where your main performance play is. Tell us who you are, what you do. Oh, wait, before you do that... If you had to put five things in a zombie apocalypse box, what five things would you put in there?
Oh my gosh, seriously?
Seriously, what okay. five things would you put in? The zombies have hit.
Wow, I would definitely need like a laser that would just evaporate, you know, things on sight.
Do you have one of those in your house to grab?
Well, my phone at my other job today sounded like one, so I was using it to taser one of my friends that was near me. And I was thinking, if I was in a situation like that, this would be awesome.
Okay, so that's number one, a fake laser on your phone. Okay. Number two?
Yeah, probably a device that would make me invisible.
Okay. But, like, if it happens tomorrow, Jennifer, what's the second thing you're going to put in there?
For real?
You wake up in the morning and there's zombies everywhere. What five things are you going to grab?
Dang! Okay, I'll grab the gun by the side of my bed.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay, thanks to know, Jennifer has a gun.
It's laying right there.
Okay, number two?
I would definitely get some snacks, brownies and stuff from the kitchen. Probably stick them in my backpack, you know. Just like
smart.
Get prepared, you know, to pick out. Let's see. Am I on three?
Yes.
Now? I've got three down.
You've got two.
Two? Man, yeah. I need five.
Well,
serious.
You can go without, but I would think
no,
you would
I don't
want
to go without
more things.
Okay. My cell phone.
Okay.
My cell phone. Let's see. Another thing I would need, probably, I don't know how to kill zombies, so I would probably go for some sort of poking device, like a poker bug. Fireplace.
I poke you, and now I'm going to shoot lasers from
maybe
my phone.
Maybe a knife laser. Or something.
Right. Maybe I could stab a zombie, but a long poking thing. You know what I mean? Like, so I don't have to get too close.
A stick with a knife on the end.
There you
maybe.
Go.
Or just, you know, the thing by the fireplace.
Poker.
There you
yeah,
go.
Poker. I'll take the poker. Let's see. Probably a rope. Can you hang a zombie?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, you could like decapitate it.
Nice.
It's like you gotta get the head
off. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So if you have a gun, you probably want to bring bullets. We'll let that happen.
Yeah. Give me that for four.
Okay. Well, no, you can
or
have
five,
the you can
five.
Have gun and bullets together.
Nice.
We got the poking stick. We have the
brownies.
Phone. Brownies.
That's important.
And rope.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
You're good. There
five.
You go.
Just wear your sneakers. You'll be good.
Okay.
I think she'd survive.
I think so.
Really?
For a little while.
Thank you.
Of course, you didn't bring any money or credit cards, so you're kind of SOL.
But the entire society has collapsed because
everyone's
zombies.
Looting.
Yeah, they're not going to be like taking
true.
Credit cards.
Yeah, and Jane.
There's not going to be in the Amazon
guns,
Prime
so,
now.
Yeah, we're good.
Just start poking them with a poker. Give me the brownie.
And then shooting.
There you go.
Yeah. Always double tap. Always assume that they're not dead. You always have to shoot them twice in the head.
And this has been your public service announcement.
Yes, go watch Zombieland right after you leave here, okay?
Okay.
Okay, because I think that you need some education.
I do. I really am. I'm sorry. I do need that.
I don't know what I would think of either. So make sure
I think they're in books because I'd be bored.
No, you upload your Kindle so we can move faster because you know I'll be singing camp songs trying to make you run faster. So it's a fact. I have a plethora of useless knowledge in camp songs.
Awesome.
All right. So Jennifer, tell us about the Murder Mystery Company now that you've figured out what you need to do for the zombie apocalypse.
Okay. Well, it's based out of Michigan. The owner is actually a really cool guy. He's actually doing shows right now for the Navy.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he's a traveling actor himself. He's always wanted to do that, and now he's getting his chance. So he's, like, flying around doing shows for a few weeks, like, overseas. And we're getting more and more opportunities now, like, perform in places like Hawaii or, like, cool venues that we didn't.
And before. You got lucky Charlotte. Because that's the best place.
well, it's so cool because he lets us all compete to win like a contest to perform in those places.
Oh, cool.
So if I could have got off work, for example, at my day job, I could have potentially went to perform overseas this month.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And is this just like a murder mystery play? People come in and...
Not really. It's an interactive dinner theater experience.
Okay.
So let's say you had a birthday party in your house. We could do that where all of your friends play roles and one of them has to die.
Uh-huh.
And we actually school them in how to die and how we're going to get their body out of the room and stuff like that. And then that's a little bit different than for, you know, liability reasons and things like that, how we remove the dead bodies, whether it's an actor doing it or a client. But we do a show at Rock Bottom downtown, uptown, downtown, I never really know what to say. In the uptown,
we get down in the
uptown at Rock Bottom once a month, and there when somebody dies we drag them out on a body bag.
Oh, nice.
So sometimes I will be the one that dies and I get drug out, and I might start off as a man in a crazy costume and come back as a woman detective. It's easier to play the woman for longer, you know, so
I don't know, with the heels, I sometimes would rather go for the guy. I'm just saying.
Oh, I hear you, but you don't have to wear heels as the cop.
That's true. You could be a gumshoe, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to catch criminals when you're wearing stilettos.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, you know, typically our detective is supposed to be a little bit inept or, you know, not...
Bumbling, yeah.
Yes, so maybe that would be a good way to go. You know, I can't catch him in the stilettos.
Can you help me? I broke my ship.
Yeah. I gotta go with that. I'm going to do that.
She's gonna come in with half a shoe. Does anybody have some gum?
I love that.
Nice.
Thank you. I'm totally doing that.
So I'll confess, one of my birthday traditions is to host a murder mystery every year. So the best year was the year that I was actually the killer. And everybody just assumed, would come up and wish me happy birthday and ask me stuff. And I just acted like that's all what it was all about. And actually, I was going around killing people behind the scenes.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, it was great. So, but it's a lot of work and it's a lot of effort. So having a company like you guys to come and help and assist with that, I'm sure, is a lot more, less crazy than what we try to do.
Yeah. Well, this was actually like a huge company that this guy, Scott, has turned it into. From when he started, they now have over 20 troops of actors all over the country.
Oh, wow.
Over 3,000 actors working for him.
Wow.
Yeah. So, like, I'm covering, as the director of Charlotte, I'm covering not only Charlotte, but parts of Kentucky, Georgia, wow. Tennessee. I go sometimes 6 hours to the coast, Virginia. Like, all over, all week, every week. It could be a day show in the middle of the week. It could be the weekend. But it's like every territory is covered by, you know, Florida and Texas are huge.
Yeah.
So he does have people. They are covering like 500 miles or something.
Oh, wow.
But it is a huge company. And he's got a big 30,000 square foot building in Michigan that he bought a year or two ago, where he's got huge rooms for just the booking department, just the costumes. And he's added the Batman parties and the kids' birthday parties where people dress up like Belle or Elsa. And it's become like, you know, more and more and more expansive. It's just really exciting what he's doing. And he's providing steady work for actors all over the country.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So how many different kind of, like, if somebody calls you up and says, hey, I want to have you guys to the birthday party, how do you determine what kind of murder mystery that you do, and how many options do they have to pick from, and what kind of groups do you go for?
There's a lot of different, I mean, we can do anything from a very small birthday party with, you know, 5 or 8 people, or something with one child where somebody comes and plays her favorite princess, to something that's like a huge 500, 800 person event, and we do those all the time. where it's like maybe it's Lowe's or some big company having their annual get together at Christmas, something like that. And we're in a ballroom at maybe the Hilton or an aquarium where they've shut down the whole aquarium and we're actually using like the shark tank as like a prop that's where we're gonna dispose the body, you know. Yeah, like we try to use what's around. But we will do any type of party. It doesn't have to be, you know, anything spectacular. We will do the whole range. And they have lots of options, like you asked. There are about 8 different themes they could pick from. If they really like the 80s or the 20s, they want to dress like mobsters from the 20s. If they want to have no real particular time period, but they just really, you know, want something intricate, like an intricate plot. And we have people that sometimes will want a custom theme and they will kind of invent their own thing. And then we'll just adjust one of the scripts to go with that. So we do give them tons of options.
Oh, cool. And so when you book this, you'll actually come in and I'm assuming there'll be like a dossier for each person. It's like, here's your character, here's your character.
Yes. It's a binder with 3 pages for act 1, 2, and 3. And it tells them what to do, what they should know, their character should know, what their character's goals are, what kind of clues they should reveal if bribed with the fake money. And I always advise people to bribe with whatever they feel like their friends might, you know, might like. Like maybe it's a drink. Maybe it's part of their steak dinner at Rock Bottom. Whatever it is. Like they just need to bribe that suspect for clues. So you have a binder in front of you that tells you sort of what to do. And all the audience gets to play the roles and it's very interactive and it's all spontaneous improv.
That's cool. Awesome. So how did you get involved?
Well, I was an actress all my life. I was in theater, children's theater in New York when I was a kid. So I was like the lead part in plays like Oliver in Oklahoma and The Sound of Music before I was like 12 years old with like, you know, everyone in 4 counties in New York coming to see. And it was just always like in me to do that. But after a while, I kind of got out of it. And then I thought, you know, well, I saw this ad on Craigslist. One day.
Those are the best.
Right. And I was like, it was really just out of boredom that day. Like thinking, you know, how can I like spice up my life and like get back into the things I love? Like, and I called and it was actually legitimate.
They weren't like, okay, so what are your measurements?
Okay. I know, right? Right?
I mean, that's, yeah.
But I really, it was very obviously legitimate because they did like 3 interviews and one of them was a Skype interview with one of their managers and it was like 2 phone interviews before that. So then, you know, I knew it was legitimate and it's just it's been a fantastic company. I've been really happy to work for them.
How long have you been with them?
Over 3 years.
Oh, wow.
It was on Halloween night that I had my first rehearsal with them at my house 3 years ago. Yes. And the doorbell kept ringing and kids were coming wanting candy, but I was in a rehearsal. And it was just so odd because I was thinking, you know, well, they must be busy in this season. Like, for this to be my first night working, yeah, in my house. And, like, one of their managers, a regional manager from another state, drove down from, like, Boston or something. Wow. Yeah, to train me in my house on Halloween. So I'm like, must really need someone around here in Charlotte.
And you said how many actors here in the Charlotte area are you working with?
We have a troupe of at least 20 that, you know, we keep employed and very regularly, but there's more like maybe 30 or so that I could go to. I try to keep only the best people around and working like a lot that I think are going to give the customer or the client the best time and really care and go the extra mile. So there's like maybe 10 people that, you know, I send out more than the rest that are still learning and coming to rehearsals regularly to learn, you know, better how can they facilitate what the client wants and, you know, really listen to how to make the party special. Because that actually does take a lot, you know, to really know what you're going to do, but then really think about the big picture.
Right.
What's the client want? You know, are they going to be happy? Is it a surprise party? Is it, you know, do we need to do something special for them with awards and fun stuff that some company wants to do?
So what's one of the coolest things you've gotten to do as a result of working here?
I feel like the coolest things that, like, I think that traveling to this trailer park one time in Virginia
when the GPSs go off the dirt road.
Yeah. It was freaking awesome because all these trailers, we were just covering the show for another troop that was up north that couldn't get there because they were so busy, but all these trailers this guy had built and they put them on the water and it was like kind of a resort RV park or something like that. So all the actors had their own trailer on the water and we did the show and it was just like an amazing, fun show. And then we got to go to our cool trailer with lofts and all these amenities and stuff and we ran on the beach and, you know, but there's so many things. I mean, that's just one thing came to mind.
So what's something else?
Well, we just did a show in the governor's mansion recently in Columbia, South Carolina. Yeah, and it was like a party with 500 people there. There were bands, everything, and there were just people coming in and out. It was just decorated so gorgeously, and you know, all the venues are so beautiful, but that one was one that stood out. And the aquarium that
did
I was
you
mentioning
try to kill
earlier.
The governor?
No. No.
She's like, but now I wish we could have.
No. Well, like sometimes they, you know, they know who they want the killer to be or who they want to die, and you have to just go with that.
Yeah.
And make, you know, facilitate that, what they want. But yeah, if the governor was a jerk, you know, then of course we would.
Yeah, I'm not saying. Like, I don't oh my even God, know who it's the governor the is, but yeah.
So, in the aquarium, it was wonderful because they closed the whole thing down and they had a huge shark tank. And when we had somebody die, we were just like, you know, and now the sharks will finish them off. And there was white tablecloths and tables right in front of that tank. And it just really went with what was going on. It was a charity event.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I like participating in those where it's for a good cause. And so does the owner. Like, that's a big deal for him.
So where does one find you on the interwebs or
Murder Mystery Co, like co.com or grimprov.com are the that will take you to the other site. So it started off as Grimprov. Grand Rapids, like that's Michigan cool. Improv, and then it turned out to just Grimprov.
That actually
that's
works.
Actually really cool. Actually yeah.
Isn't
really
it? Cool. I know. And we have like fake money that's printed on, so after a show we let people take that home as like the business card or something. So they can,
oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, they have fun bribing each other.
I like how
money.
You speak up about the money part. Because we know what money. Your priorities are. Yeah. She's like, just give me the money. It can even be fake. Just give it to me.
Yes.
Preferably with Henry Cavill's picture on it.
Yes.
I now know what to get for your birthday.
Yes. Oh, wow.
Photoshop, here I come. So grimprov.com.
Yes.
Or murdermysteryco.com.
Yeah, there are different murder mystery companies around here, and people sometimes confuse us with those, and they're really not as good. I mean, they really kind of, you know, they're just not as...
structured?
Yeah, and they don't really care, like, so much about the client, or, like, they might get everybody together from Craigslist the night before a show, for example, and never rehearse, and they just have actors just show up and just... go ahead and charge the client and hope for the best kind of thing. And, you know, there's another one where just they pool in as many people as possible for like $35 or something. And it's like this big thing where, you know, you don't really know what's going on. And there's some that really do give us a bad name. And, you know, I really feel like we're the best one out there. And this owner really cares about the quality of every show and how well trained that actor is before they go out. He really does care about that.
Well, I know when I went on your website, I mean, one of the things that was really cool is you had an online chat feature and I was able to talk to somebody and tell them, hey, I want to talk to somebody at your company, see if they want to be on the podcast. And they were very on it. And you and I hooked up within a day.
Nice.
And a lot of times that doesn't always happen.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Sometimes we never hear back from people. We're like, we're trying to talk to you about something cool you're doing in Charlotte. Why don't you want to be on our podcast?
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
Oh, yeah.
And I went to a murder mystery at the House of Blues in Myrtle Beach, and that was not us. And people thought that it might be, but it's not. And if you go there and you have a hideous experience, it's not us. Trust me.
Yeah, if it's not Murder Mystery Co. or grimprov.com, it's
right.
Not the same. But you guys have like a coupon on Groupon right now, right, don't you?
We have had them before in Charlotte. I've heard that they had stopped putting one out there just because they wanted to make sure that there wasn't some huge discount for our Rock Bottom public shows because it's like we're putting our best people out there and it's a 3-course meal. And it's like, if you discount it too much, it's like, then people, I just feel like, we're not able to give them like as much as they want. The photography, the pictures, you know, there's a lot that goes into it. Some people pay in advance for the pictures, so that may not be available on the Groupon. It may still be out there. I'm not sure. I'll have to check.
That was how I realized you guys were there.
Nice. So, I'm so happy that you saw
it. So there's a current one, but it may not be out there long, according to Jennifer. Yes. So snatch it up now while you can. Go see a show. So, yeah.
I'm playing one, yes.
Yeah, but murdermysteryco.com. Grimprov.com. Thank you, Jennifer, so much for being part of our podcast. Is there anything we didn't let you say? When's your next Rock Bottom event?
We have one every month. I can't remember the date for February, but if you do look at our website, it will tell you when the next date is.
Yeah, so catch it while you can.
Indeed.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
You. And with that, we're gone.
Thank you for listening to Guardians of the Geekery. For more information, go to guardiansofthegeekery.com. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Guardians of the Geekery and on Twitter at CLTGOG. Music used by Guardians of the Geekery, Lock and Load, and A Day in the Sun by Jens Kilstofta. Licensed under Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International.